Good afternoon, it's 5:06 and 77 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Cassidy Stearman.
Right now we rank one from the bottom as far as pay.
Raises for police and dispatchers in Moorhead is in the works.
Moorhead State Jazz Ensemble will premiere new music in 2 performances this week.
Doctors say COVID could impact organs other than just the lungs.
Adolescent anxiety is on the rise.
A public art project in Lexington returns next spring.
In sports, Moorhead State Volleyball is being honored this week.
Patchy fog after 4 a.m., otherwise partly cloudy skies tonight with a low around 57 degrees. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. Topic of discussion for a while now. Police and communications officers with the Moorhead Police Department could see pay increase next month. That was among the discussions during the regular October meeting of Moorhead City Council last night. The last item under new business for the evening was the first reading of an ordinance to adjust the city's budget for current fiscal year. The adjustments include shifting $25,000 to hire performers for events in Moorhead's Entertainment Destination Center. That's in addition to using some CARES money to provide $2,500 stipends for communications officers who completed and maintain their emergency medical dispatch certification. Then there are the raises, a proposed $2 an hour raise for police and communications officers. The raises come in response to some preliminary findings in a wage study being conducted on behalf of the city comparing pay from the municipality to others of similar size. But Mayor Laura White Brown says these raises won't bring department employees up to market level.
And I will say, just to keep council thinking here, even with these raises, it still does not bring police, that department, up to the minimum recommended for the wage study. So we're still below it. So it's probably not the last you'll hear from me on the department anyway.
A second reading of the budget amendment ordinance will take place during Moorhead City Council's regular November meeting.
Moorhead State University's Department of Music, Theater, and Dance will present a jazz ensemble concert featuring pianist Vardan Ofsepian at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday in Baird Music Hall. The concert is funded through the Buckner and Sally S. Hinkle Endowment for the Humanities and is open and free to the public. Assistant Professor of Music Ryan McGillicuddy says performing with Ofsepian will give students new musical experiences.
Well, for the students, it's going to provide them with an experience of working with, somebody who is a professional who is at the pinnacle of their craft in improvisation and, being able to accompany him while he's improvising on his own music. It's going to be a real treat for all of the kids involved.
In addition to the students performing some of Ofsepian's world premiere works, he will present a free public performance with the MSU Jazz faculty and students from 6 to 9 p.m. on Friday at Moorhead's Entertainment Destination Center on Bats and Oats. For more information on MSU music programs, visit moorheadstate.edu/music.
Doctors say a serious coronavirus infection can affect not only the lungs but other important organs like the heart. Dr. Donald Lloyd-Jones is the president of the American Heart Association. He tells WVLT blood clots, heart disease, and stroke are all major heart risks Americans are facing right now.
One of the things that made us vulnerable to the COVID virus is that we weren't a very healthy population to start with. We had too much obesity, too much uncontrolled high blood pressure, too much diabetes in our population.
Lloyd-Jones encourages everyone who is eligible to get vaccinated, especially pregnant women. Data from the Centers for Disease Control showed that pregnant women and young African-American adults have some of the lowest rates of vaccinations, even though research shows they are among the most at risk for COVID-related heart complications.
New data shows children and adolescent anxiety have doubled since the beginning of the pandemic, mainly due to COVID-19 fueling feelings of stress, fear, grief, and general uncertainty about the future. Dr. Michelle Martel is the director of clinical training at the University of Kentucky and a licensed clinical child psychologist. She tells LEX18, while some signs of stress and anxiety may present as increased irritability or self-isolation, young children could express somatic symptoms.
Especially younger kids may not be as able to tell you that they feel worried or stressed. They may instead complain about stomach aches or headaches.
Martel encourages parents to acknowledge complex feelings, to teach precautions, and to be proactive in creating an environment children can thrive in by establishing and maintaining routines.
State leaders are proposing a reward for people working in the front lines during the pandemic. $400 million from the American Rescue Plan could be given to educators, first responders, factory and grocery store workers, and medical staff. Governor Andy Beshear tells WKYT they still have to work out the details of how much workers would be getting.
And it's been more dangerous to those individuals during this pandemic than ever before. So it is a big old thank you. Hopefully it's an attaboy and an attagirl, and keep it up.
Governor Beshear says the proposal won't come up before the General Assembly until the regular session in January.
2022 will mark the return of one of Lexington's most popular and iconic public art projects. With the 50th anniversary of Arts Place on the way, some colorful favorites are making a comeback. The life-size horse statues covered in eye-popping art designs became synonymous with Lexington back in 2000 and 2010. John Chiocci is the art group's board of directors. He says bringing the horses back now just makes sense.
Horse capital of the world, Breeders' Cup, Keeneland, you know, it just all fits together perfectly. Nothing's more recognizable in town. You've got 50 horses on street corners in front of businesses and window shops, you know, just all over the place. So I think people really associate and see art coming to life with these horses.
While 10 of those 50 horses are already spoken for, sponsorships are available for the remaining 40. The price tag, $7,500 to sponsor, and double that if a business or group wants to retain ownership of the horse. Artists will be selected by jury, with the first sponsors also first in line to choose from the all-new designs. Horses are expected to start popping up around town in April 2022.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Papa John's and the Patrick Center, Moorhead. Papa John's made-to-order specialty pizzas include The Works, Garden Fresh, Zesty Italian Trio, and Fiery Buffalo Chicken. Side item menu offers papadillas, chicken wings, garlic knots, and double chocolate chip brownies. Curbside pickup or delivery in Moorhead and Round County. Papa John's phone number is 784-3551. And online at papajohns.com.
Winchester residents are still recovering from severe flooding last week, with 60 reports of homes and businesses damaged. Dealing with the remnants of flood damage is not stopping the owner of Joe's Detail Shop, Joe Chenault. He's lived in Winchester all his life, and his business has been open for 20 of those years. Chenault tells Spectrum News he has only ever seen a flood event one other time in his life.
I went down in the basement, and the whole basement was flooded. I had to go back and put on my boots, comes up to my knees and everything. It got up in the hot water heater that we just put in. So it was knee high and above.
The Winchester Fire Department reports rescuing 20 motorists from floodwaters, trapping them, and they're still assessing damages.
Congress has allowed the abandoned mine land program to expire. And advocates say nationwide on both state and tribal lands, residents face uncertainty over the future of environmental cleanup and economic recovery on lands once used to mine coal. The program was reauthorized in 2006 for 15 years, but it expired September 30th, when lawmakers failed to pass President Joe Biden's infrastructure bill. Chelsea Barnes with the Appalachian Voices says the AML is the only source of revenue coal mining communities have to clean up health hazards left behind the coal industry.
You know, I think we've heard from leadership it will be passed this October, but until that happens, I think you're just going to see a lot of state and tribal agencies just kind of in a holding pattern waiting to see what happens.
The bipartisan infrastructure bill would reauthorize the AML program and coal severance fee at a reduced rate and includes an additional $11.3 billion for mine cleanup that supporters argue would create thousands of new jobs in coal regions. Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tomorrow, patchy fog before 10 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 78. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 63. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 81. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 64. Friday, a 20% chance of showers after 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 80. Friday night, a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 59. And for your Saturday, showers likely in the morning hours, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 68.
On our feature segment today, one of Morehead State University's professors has won a prestigious regional award. WMKY's Ethan Jenkins has more.
Dr. Michelle Pays is an assistant professor of music education at Morehead State University. She was recently named the Kentucky Music Educators Association District 8's 21-22 University Teacher of the Year. Pays was among several teachers nominated for the award and was elected by regional KMEA representatives. She says she is very excited and thankful to have received the award.
Well, it's very nice to be recognized by your peers. I work with really great people, and the fact that so many were nominated and they picked me is very humbling. So I'm thankful for being recognized, but I also think it's important to recognize that anyone here at Morehead in the Department of Music could have equally won the award.
Pace has taught for 28 years, and this is her fifth year at MSU, teaching courses in music education.
So specifically, I'll teach courses for people who are going to be music teachers at the elementary school level, and also people who are going to be teachers of any kind at the elementary level. They take my classes.
As an in-demand vocal and elementary clinician, she helps students understand a method to teach children to be knowledgeable about and interpret music.
Well, I'm a CODI specialist, and that is an approach to music education that's based on teaching children to be literate musicians, so being able to read music notation, to be able to hear pitches in your head when you see it notated. So it's a focus on specifically reading music.
Pays is also the director of the CODI Institute of Kentucky.
The Institute is a unit that trains music teachers in the areas how to teach using the approach. And so it's based on the Hungarian composer and music educator Zoltán Kodály.
The program offers hands-on, experience-based, comprehensive training for graduate-level students striving to become music professionals. The approach allows students to learn music literacy in chronological order.
You learn certain pitches, certain rhythms, certain other musical concepts before you learn the next in the series. And so there's a curriculum for kindergarten, first grade, all the way up, so that you keep building on skills as you start to learn them.
She is also certified in ORF Shul Work and has completed level one of world music drumming. For WMKY News, I'm Ethan Jenkins.
Support for MSPR comes from the Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling and the 5th Annual Howl at the Moon, 7 p.m. on Friday, October 29th. Halloween crafts, food, refreshments, and live music by Luna and David from Luna and the Mountain Jets. Food by Two Cousins Food and Catering, powered by LG&E and KU Foundation. Details online at grackentucky.org. Howl at the Moon at the Gateway Regional Arts Center, 7 p.m. on Friday, October 29th.
It's 77 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Cassidy Stearman and Rachel Turner, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Sarah Mead has a look at sports coming up, but first, I want to say thank you. We're so glad you can spend time with us on this Tuesday afternoon.
Morehead State Volleyball has received yet another conference accolade. For WMKY Sports, I'm Sarah Mead. A Morehead State volleyball team member has earned her third Ohio Valley Conference Setter of the Week award. It's also the second week in a row Bridget Besler has received the conference nod. She earned the accolade as part of the team sweep against Tennessee State over the weekend. Associate head coach Kristen Becker McBride says her Eagles have really started to hit a groove.
The nice thing is that in each win we've had different areas of our game step up. So, for example, on Friday night, our serving was really strong. Taylor Hodges went on two different 10-1 runs. And then we had some really good blocking at Tennessee Tech. So it's nice that we're not just relying on the same thing every single time to win.
Eagle volleyball returns to action Friday night for their first of two games against UT Martin this weekend. First set Friday night will get underway at 6 o'clock. The Rowan County Senior High School volleyball team hosted their first tournament in years over the weekend. The Eastern Kentucky Tournament of Champions featured over a dozen teams playing at both Rowan's high and middle schools. Teams could finish in the gold, silver, bronze, and copper categories, with the Vikings ending up third in silver. Coach Steve Walter says things went well, and they're hoping to keep it going in the future.
We had 14 of 16 show up, and it went really smooth, all things considered. And the vast majority of coaches were very complimentary of it, even considering that, you know, we were limited. We couldn't have a hospitality room and stuff like that. So we have tentatively planned to try and keep it again next year and, move forward from there.
Rowan has their last two games of the regular season this week. They'll take on East Carter at home tomorrow and Greenup County on the road Thursday. Both games are set for 7 o'clock. Morehead State Women's Golf is set to wrap up play in their most recent tournament today. WMKY's Tanner Boyd reports.
Coming off a team victory, the Morehead State Women's Golf squad continues its fall campaign with their fourth tournament of the season, the Edisto Island Invitational hosted by the College of Charleston. At their last outing, the Eagles claimed success after rallying behind a collection of top 15 finishers at the Briar Ridge Invitational, carding a 927 total for the event. Sophomore Mackenzie Neal finished atop the leaderboard for the first time this season, tying for sixth. The Eagles are looking to improve on their previous appearance at Edisto Island, where they finished 13th overall. Results from South Carolina should be known this afternoon. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tanner Boyd.
Morehead State football has been executing at a high level their past few games, and things are likely to only get better as the season moves forward. The Eagles now have a conference record of 2-0 after their road win over Presbyterian Saturday. It was another great day for MSU quarterback Mark Pappas, who completed 26 passes for over 300 total yards. But head coach Rob Tenier says Mark isn't alone out there.
He's got some really good pieces around him right now. Obviously, we've got one of the top wide receivers in FCS football in B.J. Byrd, and got a good supporting cast, and O-line's doing an awful good job protecting him, too. So
it's a big week for Eagle football. Homecoming festivities will be getting underway in the next few days, with Morehead State set to take on Butler Saturday. Kickoff at Jane Stadium that day is set for 3 o'clock. Rowan football is reflecting on their weekend performance as they enjoy a little downtime this week. The Vikings got another district win Friday night at home against Harrison County, 5-28. Probably the top performance from that game was from senior running back Cole Wallace. The team rushed for a total of 351 yards, with Wallace accounting for 253 of them. Coach Kelly Ford says Cole is a player who can take the heat when the game is on the line.
I mean, so many big runs that he broke so many tackles on. And we got in a Wildcat package when he gets to, run a little bit more. So did a really good job. I mean, just seeing his toes and all that starts up front with our O-line. Those five guys did a tremendous job up front blocking Friday night.
The Vikings won't play again until next Friday. They'll be back on the road that night to take on Boyd County in Ashland. Morehead State soccer has a couple days left before they hit the road for their next opponent. MSU is coming off a heartbreaker to Murray State Sunday, where they fell to a late goal, 1-0. Head coach Warren Lipka says he was disappointed at the result, but not at the team's performance. He says one of the difficult things about the sport is oftentimes it requires perfection.
You know, our idea is to get to the second half and try to make a couple changes. We did. I thought we played really well in the second half, and we had one mishap. And again, they're a lot like SIU in the way if you make mistakes, they punish you. And we made that mistake late in the game, and it cost us. But I was proud of the way we played. We just came out the wrong end of that one.
The Eagles will be in Nashville Thursday. They'll be taking on the Belmont Bruins at 7:30. And that's going to do it for sports. For WMKY, I'm Sarah Mead.
Bud Luke has a look at the stock report right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Papa John's in the Patrick Center, Moorhead. Papa John's made-to-order specialty pizzas include The Works, Garden Fresh, Zesty Italian Trio, and Fiery Buffalo Chicken. Side item menu offers papadillas, chicken wings, garlic knots, and double chocolate chip brownies. Curbside pickup or delivery in Moorhead and Round County. Papa John's phone number is 784-3551 and online at papajohns.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your stock market report for WMKY. At 3:30, U.S. stock indices churned in volatile trading ahead of a key inflation reading and a kickoff to third quarter earnings season. And the Dow Industrials were down about 80 points or 0.2%. The S&P 500 was down about the same, about 0.2%, and the NASDAQ Composite was lower, about 0.1% lower. Markets were mostly in a wait-and-see mode, according to a number of analysts. And of course, earnings season kicks off this week with J.P. Morgan Chase and Delta scheduled to report tomorrow before the bell. Other major companies reporting quarterly financial results later this week include Bank of America, Walgreens, Wells Fargo, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, and Goldman Sachs. The Consumer Price Index for September will also be announced tomorrow morning, and economists expect prices for an array of consumer goods to jump 0.3% in September from the month prior and 5.3% year over year. And of course, this reading will be watched very closely by the financial markets, especially by those looking for clues of upcoming Federal Reserve action, which could involve possibly raising interest rates. Earnings growth is expected to be robust this quarter, with earnings growth expected to be in the 30% range year over year, following a 96.3% expansion in the second quarter. The IMF actually today cut its global growth forecast, citing supply chain challenges and persistent COVID spread. The IMF said that central banks like the Federal Reserve should be prepared to tighten monetary policy if inflation does run too hot. And job openings in August fell by more than 500,000 to 10.4 million, according to the Labor Department's latest job openings and labor turnover survey, which was released today. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was App Harvest down 5 cents at 5.39, Marathon Petroleum down 48 cents at 65.04, AEP down 3 cents at 82.48, CSX down 35 cents at 32.15, Community Trust Bank down 6 cents at 42.99, and Kroger was up 29 cents at 39.88. Reporting from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
Taking an extended look at the weather for the WMKY listening area, Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 78. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 63. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 81. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 64. Friday, partly sunny with a high near 80. Friday night, a chance of showers with a low around 59.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Hallie Adams, Jonathan Burton, Alyssa White, Sarah Mead, Lakin Hupp, Keneally Roberts, and Rachel Turner. WUKY's Josh James, the Robert Baird Company's Bud Luke, and our feature segment this afternoon was from WMKY's own Ethan Jenkins. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Cassidy Stearman and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5:30.